You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Looking forward to this this game, Georgia versus Scotland. It's a must win for Scotland. They're even money to win at Georgia. The draw is 2-1. Georgia in the market at 7-2. If they've got any pretensions to qualify for the Euros, David, this is obviously vital, chasing down Poland and Germany at the top of Group D.
Oh, no doubt about it. It's without question, Scotland have to win this game if they've got any hopes of reaching France next year. You know, struggled against Georgia in the past, though, of course. They lost 2-0 there in 2007, which is one that many Scottish fans will try and blot out of their memory. But yeah, if Scotland want to get to the finals next year and keep the pressure on Germany and Poland above them in the table, then, you know, they have to win this game. It's that simple.
And a lot of people will be looking ahead to the action at Hampden Park on Monday, Davey. If they can pull off this result against Georgia, that will be some atmosphere.
It certainly will. It's a sellout to Hampden Park. I'm going myself, and certainly if Scotland can take something against Georgia going into that game with Germany, certainly home advantage, the Hampden crowd behind Scotland, who knows? Obviously it's going to be tough against the world champions in that one, but certainly gives them some hope if they can get a result against Georgia. And I have to say that I think Scotland will get a result against Georgia. I think Scotland have enough in the squad just to go out there and maybe carve out something like a 1-0 win.
If you're looking at the goal scorers, Chris Martin and Lee Griffiths and Stephen Fletcher, 5-1 co-favourites of 3 in that first goal scorer market here with William Hill. Stephen Naismith, 11-2. Johnny Russell and Sean Maloney, both 13-2. Matt Riches, 15-2. And 9-1 bar. You mentioned maybe a 1-0 win. Scotland to win 1-0 is 9-2.
Yeah.
Who do you think will start up front for Scotland on Friday?
That is a tricky question. I think Naismith's a shoo-in to start up front because he holds the ball up so well for Scotland. So I think he's definitely going to start for Scotland up front, especially in this sort of game. However, I think the question remains who's going to be up there sort of round about him. I don't think it'll be alongside him. I don't think Scotland play that way anymore. They obviously just play with the one up front. So it's a question of who's going to be sort of just behind him. And my thoughts on that are Lee Griffiths. I think he might be given the nod. He's been banging form for Celtic, scoring goals left, right and centre, and I think he might just get a surprise shock first start against Georgia.
5-1 Lee Griffiths to score first in this game. Let's bring Derek in. Derek, Georgia 7-2, the draw 2-1, Scotland even money. Davey going with a narrow Scottish victory away from home. What are your thought process here?
Well, Georgia haven't won a game at home. They only beat Gibraltar 3-0. Everyone was pacing them 7-0. So even at 7-2, I couldn't have Georgia on my mind. I think I think Scotland are evens at a decent price here. I mean, Gordon Strachan's done a fabulous job with them. I mean, every time I look at Scotland, I don't know whether Strachan is the manager or the mascot, but he's definitely done all kinds for them. I mean, they're as revitalised as Wales are. He's still handicapped by the rule that says he can only pick Scottish players. But you'll have to say I cannot see anything but a Scottish win here. David's right. They can't fart around looking for draws here. You know, they've got to keep the pressure on the two teams above them. They've still got an outside chance of qualifying, and a decent win here will give them, you know, give them a bit of an impetus for the big game on Monday. I think Scotland at evens is a fantastic bet. I really do.
David. Derek knows his stuff as well, so hopefully Scotland at even money can triumph. Alex?
Yeah, I agree with what David was saying about Scotland 1-0 at 9-2. I think it's the most likely result. But I've got to say, as a value play, over 2.5 goals at 7-4 is really big. It's rare that you'll see it that big.
Yeah.
And I agree that it's unlikely, you know, but it's too big for me to ignore. An early goal in this game blows it wide open. And Scotland have shown on the break that they can be fairly dangerous. I agree, it's more likely that unders will land, but not at 2-5. 7-4 for over 2.5, I think, is a good bet. And off the back of that, you know, you've got even money about Scotland. Scotland and both teams to score is 9-2. That's okay. It's not fantastic. But Scotland to win and over 2.5 goals is 11-4. They're big prices. But for me, over 2.5 as a price play is one of the best bets of the weekend at 7-4. Purely as a value bet, you're not asking for much. 7-4 is really big.
Good stuff. Over 2.5 goals, 7-4 is Alex's bet here. David, it is crucial if they're to qualify to beat Georgia. And you must be looking forward to that that Monday night trip immensely.
I can't wait. I'm going to the game myself and really looking forward to it. And it's not every day the world champions roll into town. So, yeah, I cannot wait to see that game. I think it's going to be a good match. Obviously, Scotland gave them quite a decent run for their money in Dortmund in the opening game. So they were just shaded in the end by Germany. So, yeah, I mean, it's certainly a good chance for Scotland. But first and foremost, they need to concentrate on beating Georgia. And that's something I think they will do. I don't think there'll be a lot in it, though.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.